Our second feature this week was written by a contributor who is very familiar to our listeners, Neil Haverson. But there are no references to Shady Pines or Mrs. H this time, because Neil has written about the Wyndham Heritage Museum. Here's Ian Robertson again to read Neil's article.
The piercing sound of the air raid siren heralded another bombing raid. What must it have felt like for the people as they sought shelter? Fears for safety, or perhaps, oh no, not again? Those of us not alive in the 40s can only imagine it. But you can experience the emotions of the time at Wyndham Heritage Museum, which opened for the new season on Monday, March the 9th. In the basement of the Bridewell, the museum's home, is a reconstructed Anderson shelter, complete with sound effects. As you enter, the haunting sound of the air raid siren greets you. This is followed by voices of a young family as they take refuge. "I'm hungry," says a tiny voice. "I'll open a tin of Spam," says the reassuring mum. Finally, the all-clear rings out. The family emerges, with Dad anxiously expressing the hope that the house is still intact. Wyndham Heritage Museum offers a wide-ranging look at Wyndham's past, its agricultural and industrial history, the sacrifices made by local people for the war effort, and the impact of the arrival of the Americans had on the town in the 40s. There is an emphasis on family visitors with a range of hands-on activities for the children. These include dressing up in Victorian costumes, a mini-market stall, and digging for artifacts in a sandpit. The story of the town's most famous citizen, Robert Kett, is featured. Kett led a rebellion against the land enclosures in 1549. There is the intriguing mystery surrounding the death of Amy Robsart in 1560. Amy was married to Robert Dudley, whom she may have met at Stanford Hall near Wyndham, where she spent her childhood. Robert was the younger son of John Dudley, Earl of Warwick, who is thought to have stayed at the Hall on his way to Norwich to defeat Kett's rebellion. One day in 1560, Amy insisted that all the servants go to a local fair, leaving her alone in the house. When they returned, they discovered her lifeless body at the bottom of the stairs. At an inquest in 1561, the coroner's verdict was accident by misfortune. But could it have been suicide or even murder? Amy was in a loveless marriage. Husband Robert was a favourite of Queen Elizabeth, and there was speculation about his relationship with the monarch. Amy had health issues and was known to be depressed. The museum's display tells the story of Amy Robsart and reveals the clues that surround the manner of her death. Visitors can try to solve this Tudor whodunit. Was it an accident, or was Amy pushed, or did she jump? A series of displays chart the history of the ancient Bridewell. It dates back to 1619, when there was the first House of Correction on the site. In 1779, prison reformer John Howard visited, describing it as the vilest prison in England. As a result, local man Thomas Beevor designed a model prison, and Wyndham Bridewell became the blueprint for prisons across the UK and in America. Throughout its long history, the Bridewell has served as a prison, a police station, and a magistrate's court. What was once the exercise yard for prisoners on remand is now the Bridewell Tea Room, offering homemade cakes and scones. Looking forward to the new season, Museum Committee Chair Simon Long says, "It's back in time for school with our new display for 2026, commemorating the 150th anniversary of the opening of Browick Road and Spooner Row schools. Come and visit the museum and learn about the history of education in the town. Wyndham Heritage Museum, which is entirely run by volunteers, opened on Monday the 9th of March and is open daily until Sunday, November the 8th.
Thank you, Ian.